The 34 teachers are seeking justice after the Melut County Development Committee terminated their contracts. Melut County recruited 100 teachers in 2022 who were to teach in 10 primary and 3 secondary schools in Wun Amum, Panomdi, Agordi, Thiangrial and Pariak Payams in the county. One of the teachers, Amukpiu Bolmin, says they were terminated while they were on leave and no reason was given for letting them go.
We 34 teachers, we find ourselves as we have been terminated. So when we ask them, they say any teacher whom you see his name are not a fear on the board, make sure that you have been terminated. And then we ask, how come you have been terminated while you are on leave? We were on holidays and we expect to be taken back to our workplace. They say now that is it. It is not bad when you are terminated, but you are supposed to be terminated with the document. Where is the document showing that you have terminated us?
Wai Akol is the county education director for Melut County. He says some teachers the Melut Development Committee hired are still teaching at various schools in Upper Nile State.
Not all of them have been terminated, but some of them have been terminated according to the teacher code of conduct that can be taken place. And at the same time, through the end of the contract, a contract can be signed only for one term, according to the end of the term of the education season. So the termination can come every year and can be terminated. You have to renew your contract depending to the behavior that has been seen to you. If there is no renewal of contract, you cannot be recruited again.
Amuk says the Melut Development Committee did not issue a warning or explained why their contracts were ended.
We don't know the reason why are we terminated, and we spent 7 months. It is a dilemma. We have tried in a peaceful manner and they don't want even to recognize us. We are the people like them.
The Melut Development Committee depends on proceeds from South Sudan's oil sales to pay teacher salaries. Wai says South Sudan's oil shutdown affected the committee's ability to pay the teachers back salaries.
Those who are present now, they received nothing. Since the opening of the school, they only received 2 months, and the rest of the months are not paid because of the oil revenue that we have benefited from 3% within the county. So now, these teachers that were present now, they receive nothing.
Arup says they have tried all avenues with no success and now want the court to help them.
Since 15th of July, to date is more than 3 months. We are not getting justice. That's why we have decided to come out publicly. South Sudan is one of the law-abiding nations on earth. Why others are trying to be mistreated, even if they are in a law-abiding nations? What have we done wrong?
According to the Petroleum Management Act, 2% of net oil revenue goes to the states, while 3% is for development projects in the oil-producing communities. An Auditor General report of 2021 revealed that over $50 million meant to be paid to oil-producing states was misappropriated. Melut County has about 5,000 oil wells with a capacity to produce more than 120,000 barrels a day. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonier reporting from Juba.